Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I'm Burger Podcast. We're here with Ryan Bromes.
What?
Ryan Bromes. I said Bromes, right?
Wow.
Right?
I hurt my feelings.
You know what? My bad. He's dead. God rest his soul. No. I think
you're having deja vu.
Right?
Perhaps.
It was a moment. Right, I flipped out. Yeah, everything switched up. We're short a few people. I lost track. It's like with my own kids when I call them other kids' names that I had and I ignored. So it's weird. But here's the thing. Ryan Delmo.
Yes, I'm in the house this evening.
It's better than calling your current wife your ex-wife's name, I'd say.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know. Or just anybody's name or a guy's name. That's what's weird. Whenever we were in the middle of sex and I'm yelling, oh, my God, Philip, you're huge. And that was weird.
That's the best name to
use. Philip, right? Yeah.
Philip.
And hey, Pearl O'Connor, guys.
Hey.
All right, and we're missing Megan Rice and Preston Blaine.
No, she's not. Megan, no? I got the text from Preston.
Yeah, she drank.
She drank a little too much, and she passed out. She never went out to dinner. She never left the house. She had too much good times
at
home. Yeah, so she's not going to make it out. Preston's at a show at Flappers in Burbank, it's the three of us.
All right.
It's just, yeah. Well, not really.
No.
Not really.
We got Mom here.
Jen.
This is friend. Jen, how you doing?
There's a microphone. You can talk into the microphone.
Yeah, you can yell in. It's all right. You know what? They're just here visiting. They're going to just hang out for a few minutes. They're going to do a weird strip tease. They're going to make out, and then they're out. And nothing weird, nothing odd.
It's like a May Victoria show.
Totally, right.
Oh, just like a May Victoria show.
Did you see the May Victoria show?
No, I did not.
Oh, yeah. There was a
I think she
show.
Was listening, though.
Well, you know, it was...
She was listening.
I did listen
to that one.
I got to say,
that was when
May.
Megan was... They were arguing.
And then, they were going back and forth. Yeah.
And then my stepdad walked in and she closed the computer because they were swearing a lot, right?
Yeah, it was pretty vulgar.
Yeah.
I
missed out most of the show.
Oh, then maybe you should step out of this room.
You shouldn't even be involved in my sex talk with my children if you don't like vulgarity. I am. No, but you know, we got a lot of stuff to cover. Whoa, I died there for a minute. My microphone went weird.
Yeah.
But that's all right. It might have been an 80s flashback. I don't know. I did a lot of shit. but yeah, so we got a lot of stuff to cover. One of the things we're going to hit on, and we have a caller on the line we're going to get to in a second. Here's the thing. I'm a Jewish. I'm 100% Jewish. My family, whole bloodline is Jewish. And we've been through the Holocaust. I lost family in the Holocaust. And as much as my heart bleeds for everything that happened, it's going on right now in the form of parking enforcement. And I don't know if that's a weird comparison. It could be. It could be out there. I don't know. All I'm saying is the guy looked a lot like Hitler. Here's the thing is, you know, and he kept saying like, Jew, take the car. But yeah, it's fine.
His name was Javier and he's like, Jew, take the car.
And I'm like, what do you mean I'm a Jew? No, but... So parking enforcement impounded our car. We had just gotten the car. It apparently had old tickets on it. They impounded it illegally, wrongfully, admittedly. But, oh well, and if we want to dispute it and get we have to pay $800 to get the car back.
And then every day that it's in there, they charge
it,
right?
It's more and more.
Yeah. Yep.
But yet we could pay it and then possibly dispute it, and then a few months down the line, maybe get our money back.
Mm-hmm.
It's $1,000 car.
It's a racket.
Yeah.
Right. If I could afford $800 on a whim, I wouldn't be driving a shitty $1,000 car. You know, I wouldn't have three kids. I'd be smiling a little fucking more. You know, and so these people, they take our car, but we go through all this stuff, and I dealt with this Deputy Neil at the parking enforcement.
Deputy
and
Neil.
I rarely wish venereal diseases on people.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to wish it on her. I'm going to... Caller. Caller. What's your name, caller?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, it's Preston.
Preston.
How you doing, buddy? Preston, how do you feel about the parking enforcement?
Oh, they're fucking Nazis, man.
They're horrible.
Yeah, see?
You know what I hate? I'm just doing my job. Do you know how many Nazis said that when 10 million people fucking died? I'm just doing my job. Don't do your job if your job sucks. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, if your job... I don't get it. Like, I'm just doing my job. Stop doing that shitty job.
And they say that they, once they start filling it out, they can't throw it out or stop.
No, that's absolutely true.
A lie.
Yeah.
And that is a lie. And I was in Pasadena, yeah, and one of those little bike parking guys. There was a construction site going on, and there was a parking spot that the meter was missing. It was just the pole, yeah, and he told me I could park there. And then I went, and when I came back, I had a ticket. And I was like, what? And then I saw him riding by on the bike, and I was like, hey, dude, you told me I could park here. And he's like, oh, give me that. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, yeah. I ended it right there.
Gone.
But that's the thing, is it's a big, huge lie. And you know what it's about is they go after poor people to impound their vehicles, to seize, to take, to destroy what everyone has, to take that last moment from them. At the same time, they're looking for the money from the rich people who go like this. A $68 ticket. Hold on, let me just send in my credit card number. Done.
Paid right off.
Yeah, they don't even question it. A lot of times that the people, even like extra charges, like from your cell phone bill or the cable company, people just pay the bills and they don't dispute it because people are just
they got enough money.
They don't, and they don't have time. They don't have time to sit on hold.
Go ahead, President.
Parking tickets should be based on what kind of car you drive. If you drive, if you get a parking day with a Porsche, it should be a $12 million fine.
I would have gotten a $4
ticket. If you get a parking ticket with a $1,000 car, it's 8 cents.
Yeah, that would have been my ticket right there. You
nailed
know,
but that's,
and then they'll actually be paid.
That's the thing, though. I mean, it's literally set up that way. And you know what the funny thing is? There's a lot of people out there that will just automatically pay the ticket. And I say this because I'm not one of them. But I've put tickets that I've gotten on their windshields, and they are. And they'll pay them. They don't even look to see that it's not their car. Yeah.
Wait, how much money did you owe altogether for parking?
It was like $800.
He didn't owe anything. It was attached to the license plate.
Yeah. No. That was just the tow and the impound. We have the registration that shows we just bought the car, mm-hmm, and we're free and clear. Mm-hmm. But they're like, oh, well. And it would literally be like somebody stealing your property. Mm-hmm. The police find it, and they go, yeah, well, here's the thing. It's going to cost you like $400 to get your shit back. And it's like, wait a second. I got to pay to get my own shit that you wrongfully had. Or the police sees it, mm-hmm, and it's wrong. And they're like, yeah, well, you know, we were wrong.
Yeah, they punked you.
But it's going to cost you $1,000 to get it back. Mm-hmm. What the fuck?
That's how much I owed.
Yeah.
And I didn't pay them.
That's the thing. It was $800.
Yeah.
And does the city need $800 so bad that it's worth me beating the shit out of my kids and they did nothing wrong? I mean, it's not fair.
It's a cycle for you, but it's good for the city because you pay your $800, you get pissed, and then you hit your kids, and then they get money from the city from fucking child abuse agencies.
Circle of life.
I have called children's services on myself so many freaking times, and they won't show up. I hate it. No, you know what? The whole thing's a horrible joke.
Yeah.
Everything. You know what it is? The whole world's so caught up in so much crap. There's real issues going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, okay, here's the thing. I'm going to say this. Give me 1 second. I got to pull this out because it's important to me. I want to say, as a good Christian, not the point. I want to say, I mentioned Sergeant Neal, and I'd also like to say Sergeant Bailey Gray of the parking enforcement, I hope her fucking vagina falls out. I hope she dies of chlamydia. I hope her entire family is festered with warts and they all just die. I wanted to say that. Also, on a lighter note.
Shout out to
Operator 1042. And Operator 1042. And Operator 2661 of the parking enforcement. I also wish horrible, horrible things on everyone they know.
Hardest working people in LA.
Right. I want to throw that out there. You know, that's the thing. You know what? How about everybody, if you see a parking meter, jam it. Shove pennies in it, shove paper clips in it.
Break it.
Jam them.
Yeah, yeah.
Jam everyone
I've done that before, too.
Jam everything you
can. They're the newer ones. It's hard to do.
Put gum in them.
The,
do whatever
the broken
you can.
Meters.
Kick over signs. Yeah.
Downtown's different, too. I got a ticket in the mail, and I was like, wait a minute. I don't remember getting a ticket. But then I did the address. I Googled, and I was like, oh, it was right in front of Pattern Bar. I remember that time where I was parked. It was like 2 a.m. You had to move. I was in my car. Parking enforcement pulled up, shined the light on me, and I was like, "Oh shit, let me drive away."
So writing the ticket, even though you're in the car.
Yeah, but downtown is different because like people live in their cars and stuff. Mm-hmm. So he didn't get out of the car.
Yeah,
and I got a ticket in the mail. Yeah. You know, and it's like
they scan your plate.
Yeah.
That's all they do.
It's not
all they
right,
do. Yeah.
though. It's not right because they don't know if you just got there, if you're leaving there, what's going on, and they just scan your plate, give you a ticket, you get it in the mail. There's no fighting it because what are you going to do? Not register your car again? And so it's gotten to a point, and this is where the world's got. We've gotten
that,
to a
that
point.
Ticket was attached to my old car, anyways, though. So, but, c'est la vie.
Well, but that's what I'm saying.
And
it's
that's
like you
why
think it's gone.
You, did you buy my old car? Is right. that what?
But this is the thing.
Is it my fault?
And then all of a sudden, it pops up on you, and you know, and so it's a bunch of bullshit. But here's the thing: how weird it's gotten in the entire world is when you think about it. Saturday Night Live. Okay.
Yes.
Now. This was a show that I grew up watching with John Belushi, Jane Curtin, Chevy Chase, all these different people that were amazing. They were cool enough to be on good drugs at the right time doing funny shit.
Yeah.
It hasn't been funny.
It's been
since then.
Shitty actually.
Yeah.
It's been really shitty.
It's
really.
Such a crap show. It's such a horrible who's who in Hollywood and how did you get on anyway? And by some accident, because they were scared of looking racist, they hire a couple black people.
Well,
but they were hired because they're funny.
They were hired. Let's say they were hired because they were black. We know that.
Fabulous segue.
Well, no, let me say but this is what I'm gonna say though. They were hired because they were black. However, Leslie Jones is a beast of a comic.
She's amazing. Funny just as a comic.
She's
male or female.
But
they've always had black men, you know, starting like back with like Pryor and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And Paul Mooney as a writer. This is the first season that they ever had black women.
No, there's a one black woman cast member in the 90s.
Well, no, yes. But you know what's funnier, though, is that they brought in a black woman who is better looking than Leslie Jones to be on the show.
And they put her as a writer.
But then they put her as a writer when she's a great comedic actor. But anyway, so she does this one scene and
little sketch on Waking Up.
You saw the whole thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It had to do with like Lupita, the girl from what is it? Is it Captain Phillips or what movie was she from? She won like People's most beautiful
12 Years a Slave. Yeah.
Most beautiful.
You're gonna pop in and say that?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't watch that movie. But she was really, really pretty girl. She got most beautiful woman by People.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, and then so that was what Leslie said was who she's like, who's the most beautiful? What about the most useful?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And that she was saying that, you know, nowadays as like a 6 foot tall big black woman, she's not gonna get, you know, she doesn't, if she lived back in the slave days, she'd be getting laid all the time and she'd be like
compared to Shaq
Kobe. She'd be top,
she'd be the top breeder,
her being 6 foot though, it's her being thick as fuck. I mean, because my wife's 6 feet tall, she's 120 pounds, and she's a top pick. Like, I mean, you know what I mean, like she's first draft in that sense.
Yeah,
you know, even now today. But Leslie's a thick woman who offers strength and ability and talent and all this stuff. And all that was her bit, though, is that reality isn't respected.
Yeah, she's like, now I can't even get a guy to take me out for a beef bowl. Can a bitch get a beef bowl? But there's been an incredible amount of articles and SNL.
But only black people are mad.
Yeah.
Black people are mad because they can relate to it and they don't understand that what inspired that joke was her frustration as well. So they are actually in connection with each other, but of course they're going to take offense. But the best thing about it is that everybody's writing about it. Everybody's talking Leslie. Everybody wants to know who she is now.
And
so
she deserves
no press
it.
I mean, is bad press.
Let me just say this. Leslie's had so many people on her cock. You know, and she just kind of struggled through, and she's been through hell, and she struggled up, and God
she's
bless her.
She's busted her ass.
She deserves everything she's getting, you know, and all that. And so I think it's great, and she should just continue to grow. You know, I mean, she brings something to Saturday Night Live, what they've needed, which is reality. You know, they're not funny. She's the only funny thing on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was really funny that there was one particular woman that wrote about it that said that she said that rape was funny and that rape, you know, being raped.
Jezebel? Was that Jezebel's
article? I think so. But what it was like, I watched it again just to be like, what? Not once did she mention rape at all. She mentioned just that.
Yeah, no. And rape is funny when it goes wrong.
Again,
I mean, when it, you know, like with the blooper reel, it is fucking funny. I'm sorry.
No, funny, funny. Hey,
if you've ever seen a rape blooper reel, it's fucking funny. Yeah, I don't care.
Such succulence.
Preston, did you go up yet?
Yeah,
Where's
that's my favorite episode of America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, the rape segment's the
rape
best.
Gone wrong.
My favorite.
Yeah. Tell us about where's Megan right now?
Hey, show's starting, so I gotta go. Have a good show.
You have a good show,
Preston,
sir.
Preston. Preston.
Yeah.
Show him your cock, buddy.
This is best bit.
Break legs.
Yeah, do the bit where you show your cock.
Just take your pants off and just jerk off on stage.
Do the cock showing bit.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. It's weird that mom's still here.
I'm surprised she hasn't left yet.
I like that. Mom's a little dirty. Nothing wrong with it.
It's funny because more and more, she's always been really, like, modest and, like, trying to raise me to be super, like, you know, a lady. But then, you know, as she gets older, she's starting to crack some dirty ones.
Yeah, well, now, mom.
Coming out of her shell
a bit. You know what it is? Some moms are that cool that they stay moms the whole mom period.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's her time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a mom. Right? My mom was like, what about me? I'm like, bitch, I'm 4. Like, what do you mean, what about you? You know, I mean, like, what about you? I don't need another uncle, whore. But you had a great mom, and that's one, like, that's a mom. She stayed a mom, and now it's all over, and she could be like, screw it. I'm following the Grateful Dead. I don't give a fuck if they're not even boring.
My mom won't watch my comedy. She will not come out to my shows. When I come home to San Diego, she will not come out. I'm too dirty.
She's never seen me. She's never seen me do stand-up before.
Well,
so.
She's on the show, on the radio show. This is extreme.
Yeah. My mom's the same way. She's like, I won't.
You're going to clean it up for me, right? And I was like, no. And all week long, I've just been swearing. And she's like, wow. I'm like, I'm just preparing you.
Yeah, get ready. No, my mom was the same way. She was like, always like, I'm not coming to your shows. I'm not doing... Well, she didn't say that, but she was an alcoholic hooker.
Mm-hmm.
And so she didn't make it. And that's how life goes. And
reality of birth.
Speaking of hookers.
Yes.
Insanity. This is what the fucking world, this is what drives me crazy. We're firing teachers that are doing well. We're always in the wrong place at the wrong time. We're doing the wrong thing. Right now, we have a whole bunch of young African women from Nigeria that have just been stolen. And they're captive, and the threat is that they'll sell them into slavery. They're marrying them off, all these different things.
Uh-huh.
We invaded Iraq based on some bombs and some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
How can't we go into Nigeria and just wipe these motherfuckers out? Like, how can we not send troops up there and just... Done.
Because they don't have oil in Nigeria that we can
build
an infrastructure.
That's all they have. They have ivory.
And no one
can have. We don't have any hidden agenda in Nigeria.
We don't want ivory. That's what we don't want.
Unless you're getting those emails about, you know, how somebody with your last name lives out there and they want you to.
Oh, I got a dude who's going to give me like $25 million.
Yeah.
I'm still working with him. We're talking.
But you have to send them your bank information first.
Look, I got a lot of shit in the fire. You know what I'm saying?
$25 million, guys.
It's going to be a lot of money.
I know.
Okay,
I know.
I'm going to be very rich. I don't care. I'm going to still do this podcast.
You know,
girls.
Somebody that might be your uncle is going to give you all their oil money if you give them your bank account number.
Just because we all know about it doesn't mean it's fake. But this is the thing. How don't we go in there? Like Obama, you scum fucking pig, you piece of shit devil. How? It's your fucking homeland, you fuck. These could be your sisters.
Isn't he from Hawaii?
He's from Nigeria.
He's from like 18 different countries.
No, he's from Nigeria. His father's Nigerian. His mother's German.
Yeah.
From money.
Yeah.
So we know this. He comes, his family's got money. He went with the mom, but the dad's Nigerian. So these girls could be related to him. Yeah, you piece of shit. All the wars you start. We're fucking with Russia right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. We sure
like, how
that's
unoriginal.
A bad idea.
We got this whole great concept mm-hmm. of saving young women in Nigeria. That's a good movie. It's new. It's original. But we're going to do a redo of the fucking Cold War instead. We're going to fight Russia all of a sudden again.
Well, the thing is that all the nuclear power in the world is held by Germany, Russia, and the United States. Every other country that might have it has tiny mm-hmm. amounts of it and zero technology to deliver it.
So, and no one cares about them. Yeah.
Well, but yeah. that's why, you know, we can't let Russia get too big for its britches, even though it is the biggest country.
It's a huge country, but
that's the amazing
thing,
though.
There.
We can't let them get too what? Too what? Apparently, they had some vote. And they decided to, like, just these Ukrainian groups decided, fuck this, we're going back with Russia.
Yeah.
That seems like democracy in action. Mm-hmm. But we're going to say, no, they're lying, so we're just going to fucking go in there, we're going to take over the whole thing, just decide, no, we're going to flip it, and decide that that is not democracy in action, because instead they're lying and it's fake. Mm-hmm. Because we've said it. And it makes no sense. Again, I'm going to go back to the African girls. It makes no sense that we haven't sent troops mm-hmm. in there. It shows that we're full of crap. We're the best country. We're not a good country anymore. We're not even, our money isn't even close to the highest rated money.
Right.
I mean, many
our dollar is not that strong.
The best we could do is hope to go to Mexico and break even now.
The peso is better than the dollar now.
Well, that's the thing, though, is that whenever we go to help people, air quotes for the people that are listening, it's a hidden agenda to, you know, go in and get their drugs and, you know, or the oil or whatever. It's not real. There's no real reason. It's just that we say, oh, we're trying to save them because some dictator is trying to take them over. Same thing. Like, what are they going to get from Nigeria? Nigeria is not a very rich country. Doesn't really have a lot of resources.
For fact, though, Nigeria does have very high oil reserves.
They do, actually.
Yeah. It's just that what's going on is that, for example, in this country, we have enough oil to drill the oil out, create our own oil, and supply our own country with oil.
Mm-hmm.
Except we sell it off to foreign countries because it's worth more.
Mm-hmm.
And why aren't we using American oil for America? We're mm-hmm. selling off all our oil, then yet we're buying other oil mm-hmm. from the Arabic countries. There's a guy right now who's about to become a trillionaire, or is a trillionaire, who's part of the Saudi Arabia families.
Mm-hmm.
A trillionaire.
Yeah.
Based on oil. But here's the thing. He has $1 trillion. Go on. Go on. Mm-hmm. No, you're into it. Yeah. Go on. Jump in.
I just asked if you're single.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm never letting you jump in again. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
As you're talking to the microphone.
Yeah, you got to get a little in there.
No, seriously.
I'm just saying.
Well, it's also like people act surprised. I mean, maybe these over 200 Nigerian girls that got kidnapped, it happened at once. But there's like slavery and, you know, people getting kidnapped and sold and
nonstop.
In Los Angeles, right here.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let me ask you a question.
All over the world.
Yeah.
Caller, what's your name?
Croydon.
Oh, this is Croydon. How you doing?
April Burger.
Okay, so listen.
Is that Talmo in the background?
Yeah.
That is Talmo,
You're very familiar with the slave trade.
I'm highly familiar with the slave trade.
Right?
But you're also
she's very politically active.
Okay. You're also in D.C., right?
She is duck and cover.
Don't confess.
Mm.
We want to talk about the sinkholes with you, too.
We call our human traffic sex slaves interns in this town.
Right? Interns.
Well, but I mean.
Nailed it.
There's another great thing. I mean,
there's no excuse. We fucking know where those bitches are in the jungle.
Yes.
And if we don't,
I don't know. We shouldn't refer to them as bitches, Croydon.
With heat-seeking missiles.
Oh,
and you know
who can find
those chicks? Dog the Bounty Hunter. There's no excuse. There's absolutely no excuse.
No, there isn't.
I heard Berger discuss trillionaires. Well, the U.S. or private corporations, more specifically, that are invested in the U.S. or use the U.S. government as an excuse are very interested in keeping Nigeria destabilized. So
Boko Haram, which means against Western education, is basically rumored to be a CIA covert operation to keep Nigeria destabilized so we can continue to rape and pillage their natural resources. So, essentially, we're responsible for the rape and pillaging of all of these girls. And
absolutely,
it's a mass operation.
I'm only responsible for the hot ones. I'm just saying. I just want that out there.
What?
I'm just responsible for the hot ones.
I'm sex trafficking goes down all the time. I'm very grateful.
Everywhere.
Brought
everywhere.
It to light.
Yeah, everywhere all over the country. Why aren't we dealing with this shit? Everyone knows the people doing this. I mean, not everyone, meaning the people know who's doing this shit, but it goes everywhere. It's rampant.
There's hundreds of thousands of people enslaved today.
It's just the misuse of humanity. It's like I say, it literally takes each person to decide to be right. It takes each person to decide to take a stand.
But, you know, it's been going on since almost the beginning of mankind, though. It's just not going to stop. Mm-hmm. It's just, there's just sick fucks out there. It's just,
people like to assign the slave trade to, say, African Americans. And you know, then we have, like, the Jewish folks talking up about how they were slaves. And you forget that the fucking English, the fucking redcoats dominated their own people for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the Irish.
Their own people.
Oh, the Irish, too.
You're a dog, your son's a dog, and your other son's a dog. And then when they actually believed they were a dog, they were like, but you're a better dog than these other people over here.
Indentured servants.
So why don't you go fight the... It's pit bull on pit bull. It's like a whole Michael Vick situation that is way fucked up.
Yeah. Well, what a lot of people don't get is that's the whole thing with slavery, though. I mean, you know, that's what people don't get. It was just literally that people don't understand that with the whole slavery thing is how many whites lost jobs. I mean, I don't mean it in a weird way, but how many poor white people were out of work? They weren't for slavery. They were against it. They were against bringing black people over. They were against slavery. Those were their jobs. Mm-hmm. That's what they used to do for money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so those were gone. And people don't get that this is all rich people. Everything comes down to rich people.
Now you're discussing, like, you know, people like to glorify the North because the North was against slavery when really the North was an industrialized nation and was into machinery.
And child slavery,
industrial revolution took jobs away from people as well.
And how much child slavery was going on?
It's still going on.
It's all. You know what is amazing? And you know what, Croydon? I'm gonna keep you on for this, and then I'm gonna cut you off like a dog because I love you.
The sinkhole.
But, no, not the sinkhole.
Yeah, she's over there.
Get to the sinkhole. Watch this,
Croydon. Listen,
I love you, Croydon.
Croydon, listen. The Malaysian flight.
Yeah.
Four people killed on that flight were also four patent holders with the Rothschilds.
With the Rockefellers.
No, Rothschilds.
Yeah.
Was it Rothschilds or Rockefellers?
Rothschild.
I think it was Rothschild. Yeah, it was the Rothschilds.
Same difference.
But so the now the Rothschilds are the sole patent holders.
It's a cloaking device.
Yeah, it's some sort of cloaking device. Right. But here's the thing. So four people on that flight died altogether.
That worked for the company that helped develop
that
it.
Had the patent.
They owned the patent.
Owned the patent with the Rockefellers. Rothschilds. I love
those. They're all the same.
I love those caramels. You know those, are they Rothschilds? Yeah.
Basically, 400 families own the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, but that's what people don't understand.
That's the weird thing.
But
too.
They only own the pretend world. Mm-hmm. If you're not part of it, they don't own you. I don't pay taxes. I take social services. I do all this shit. I don't care anymore. I was a teacher for a long time. The system is fucked up. If you sit back and smoke a joint with the system, it works. Mm-hmm. If you get a lot of money, the system works. But if you try to do something or move ahead, the system does not work.
No, you can move ahead, rich. But if you try to, you know, if you try to rock the boat or change the system, that's when they take you out. If you go, you can make as much money as you want as long as
MLK,
you're...
okay, I'll throw this in here because I think it's vital to both the scenario with the Clippers, the missing girls, and the Burgermeister Meister Burgers, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and all the other oligarchy.
Mm-hmm. The Illuminati.
MLK was killed not because of
MLK.
His march for equality amongst the quote-unquote races, which is a divisive term anyway. If you ask me what race I am, I'm marathon. I'm in it for the long run. MLK was murdered when he started saying, fuck color, it's poor people. When
it
he started
Malcolm
organizing
X.
his poor people's march, they were like, okay, we got to cut this motherfucker off.
Malcolm X went to the wall in Jerusalem. He went to all the mosques. He went to everything. And then he came back realizing that people are people and he needs to stop that bullshit and all that. And he was going to come out and tell everybody that, you know what, this is all bullshit. We're all human beings. Nobody hates anyone. And they killed him.
Yeah, same thing. Anytime you try to rally the people, like Marcus Garvey, they're always going to take you out or do a character assassination. Yeah. That's the way I feel about Michael Jackson, too.
Look how many people, the guy on Hollywood Boulevard, blown the fuck up.
Yeah.
They said it was a car crash, like the guy hit a post. The car, there was a hole in the ground
where
a bomb went off. No, way before him.
No.
Paul Walker.
Yeah.
Bring it back together. Yeah. Hey, nobody thought Paul Walker knew too much, ever. You know, like that dude, he had a hard on, and that was it. He was a good, I guess
he was
a good
actor.
No,
there was conspiracy stuff about him, too.
No, just let me tell you, Paul Walker knew nothing.
In comparison.
But Paul Walker made his whole life safe from the Secret Service by knowing nothing. But let me say this, though.
Kato Kaelin.
Well, see, you know what? Okay, when you say that,
so whose car blew up?
Yeah. Okay, so this guy, one of the guys that was giving away the secrets before Snowden.
And so on
Hollywood Boulevard, they said the guy hit a post or something or a tree.
Yeah.
The car blew up.
Yeah.
But there was a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
There was a hole in the ground. The only way a hole in the ground could happen is an explosion.
And a bomb, yeah.
And
car
so,
bomb.
So, I mean, they know he was killed, but it was just blown off.
And they just shook it away. They just like,
and you know what they'll do? You know what they'll do? A month from now, it'll be on fucking Family Guy.
Yeah.
And we'll all think it's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go on with our stupid fucking life.
That's how they desensitize us to all that stuff, is because they make jokes of it on TV. So that makes
cartoons,
you think that
it's
all Hollywood.
All those cartoons are set up for that. They're, they're meant to make... So when I tell someone, look, they're spraying shit in the air, airplanes don't make X's. With fucking jet fuel. It dissipates in the air. Mm-hmm. We know that. I'm an educated person.
Yeah.
I was a school teacher. I know that jet fuel dissipates.
Yeah, they're putting metal particulate into the air.
Okay.
And it's so that they can use... They're basically creating a grid on in the air so that they can bounce radio waves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now my feeling was always that they were doing this based on trying to... combat global warming or the sun thing, whatever their reason, but they were still lying to us.
It's HARP.
Yeah, whatever their thing is, though, here's what it is. You're spraying some shit up there. I can see it. There it is. Jet fuel dissipates. Shit, airplanes don't make X's.
And then we have earthquakes and, like, crazy weather.
Well, how can I go from 100 degrees to 60 degrees? I'm 44 fucking years old. I've never lived through going from... a rainy day to a 106 degree day.
Or what about these sinkholes?
Where was the sinkhole?
Croydon, while you're still there, you're right in Baltimore. Essentially, you're in D.C. Like what?
Yeah, that was epic. That was an epic sinkhole, right? There were sinkholes opening up in Adams Morgan too, which is a little neighborhood in D.C. And, you know, it's probably due to neglect and infrastructure issues.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a greater issue that you're bringing up, and that's the fracking that's going on, man.
Dick What's
Cheney,
fracking? What's fracking?
Invented the fracking.
What's fracking?
And that destabilized our water.
What's fracking?
It's essentially going into the earth and fucking up the earth in the bedrock for... raw energy source.
It's underwater drilling, right? They're using water.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you, Croydon, I'm going to tell you.
Leak into the water, and, you know, you can set... there are places in West Virginia that will run the faucet water, and, you know, the farmers are setting the water on fire to show you just how poisoned the water is.
Yeah.
And Dick Cheney owns that patent, and he's trying to maintain that fracking is good for our culture.
Of course he is.
And it's offensive to me because we have the greatest energy source in the world, the sun, and
solar power.
And Germany is crushing us in solar power.
No. They're not crushing us. They're not crushing us. We have all the technology.
Mm-hmm.
We are choosing not to allow this technology.
Because the stakeholders in other types of energy don't want us to have
so much
energy.
Money.
They're making money. We don't need to have oil money.
We don't need fuel.
But then where were they going to make all their money? How are they going to make their money?
That's the whole thing, though. I mean, Croydon, I'm going to tell you right now, normally we cut off callers after a few minutes.
Yeah.
But this is interesting, and you do have a lot of knowledge on this.
I want to say something to you before you cut me off.
Isn't your dad a politician? I'm not going to cut you off. Isn't your dad a politician?
My father is a government, in government service for a long time. He's a lawyer.
Yeah, Croydon's got a lot of knowledge with this, and Croydon's one of the few people that comes, like, you come from money, but you really care.
Yeah, I come
you
from money,
actually
and I've
care.
Lived without money, and I've lived with money.
I've dropped you off at storage sheds where you lived.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying, I know. Yeah. I love you. I think you're great. You're one of the few people that come from money that I can fucking stand. I love you. I think you do care about what you do. Here's the thing,
though. It's hard when you come from money to understand, to really look at how people are niggered in this world. And here's something I want to share with you, Berger. I don't know if you want my insight on anything else, but
I'm in this
outrageous comic depression, right? I did this fundraiser for Weed Show. Mm-hmm. Right before I go on, the fucking rich guy who paid me to raise $4,000 for his already financed organization was like, oh, yeah, and by the way, you and your 8 weed comics, you can't tell pot jokes.
No weed jokes, man.
Really? Well,
I'm doing a clean show tomorrow.
Up my cunt and masturbate for you like a stripper. Oh, look, top shelf bourbon. I didn't censor any of the comics. We all told weed jokes, heroin jokes, gun jokes. I mean,
good.
I was just like, fucking go for it after that. You know?
How did it go?
I'll do your little Sambo dance for you, and then I'm done.
But, right?
Did they turn you off or anything like that? Or they were just sweating, in the back sweating?
No, they like it.
Back sweating.
They personally like it.
You know what's funny is I've done a lot of show. I've done like a lot of country clubs and shit like that. And I go and do the first one I ever did. I was nervous as hell. I grew up in the projects, you know. And so I go and do this. And what I realized about them is as long as you're disgusting and dirty, they're great. The second you talk about real issues.
Yeah, there's a great movie with James Garner called Barbarians at the Gate. You have got to see that fucking movie. It is underrated. It is below the radar because it takes on the bastard billionaires that fuck us all.
I won't watch it unless it's rated.
And it is so difficult for someone that comes from money to understand the niggered system because they are so sheltered within their little fucking bubble.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to share with you before I'm done chatting is that one of my great 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 uncles was James P. Connolly, who was an Irishman raised in the Scottish ghetto, and he became Ireland's champion by starting the Easter Uprising in 1916 and the Irish Army, which became which split after his death and became the IRA. And my uncle would write, he was a socialist, and he was, to make his living, he joined the English Army, he was sent over to Africa to work in the diamond mines and, you know, be a little corporate peon slave to crack the untouchable class of slaves that were actually mining the diamonds.
Oh, wow.
And he wrote about the exploitation of people around the world. And the English hated him so much because he rallied for the people of Ireland that they wanted him dead. He was shot like 7 times in the Easter Uprising, and he was going to die. And the English was like, fuck that. We're going to take this bastard and put him in front of a firing squad and kill him. That's how much we want him dead. And he was so shot up, and he couldn't stand. They tied my uncle to a chair and shot him.
Oh, they gave him a chair. That's nice.
And it was not until his death that the Irish people rose. And one of my uncle's sayings was, the great are only great because they have us on our knees. Let us rise. And so,
ooh,
I
goosebumps.
Just want to say to you
yeah.
that I fucking
did
you
rise at all?
You wrote on
did
Facebook. It is about the everyday connection. It is reminding people that they have power, that they can take action, that they don't need mm-hmm. to cower in fear.
Yep.
And I
it
love
takes one of us. It takes one person.
Studios.
I feel
yeah,
like I feel like that's what all these conspiracy theories perpetuate is fear and feeling powerless, and that bugs me. So that's why I don't really put a lot of energy into it anymore or read up on that stuff, because you could drive yourself fucking nuts.
It'll make you yeah. crazy.
And you're just like, oh, and even though, and then there's like, then there's the propagandists that put out the stuff that's even more far-fetched just to make you think it's
just
all
insane,
fake.
Yeah.
And then it throws your whole brain in a and I don't give it my energy, period.
No.
You know, because you have to know yeah. that you have the power.
Yeah. All I ask, well, all I'm asking is this. All I say is, look, all we need. And I'm not saying that he has to. If Chris D'Elia could just fucking blow himself up.
I'm so glad you brought that
up. Madison Square Garden.
Did you see him on a bus today?
No, wait, right?
There's been Facebook clips of the show, too.
You know what's funny is because... Okay, first of all, the show's shit.
It's also Brent Morin
and
Rick Glassman and Ron
Funches. Yeah, they're great. You know, blah, blah, blah. But I don't even care about them. Here's the thing. Your dad's a fucking the biggest producer in Hollywood. You're getting another show.
And you're a joke thief.
Ooh. Yeah, you're a piece of shit. Okay, so someone wrote there like, oh, you sound... No, it's not about being jealous. The dude's great looking. He's got charisma. Mm-hmm. He's young. He's got no kids.
He's fuckable.
There's nothing for me to be jealous of. I'm on my second marriage. Mm-hmm. I got 3 kids. What am I jealous? You know, there's no comparison. Your life is different than mine. I'm simply upset. You stole jokes, Dick. Your dad gave you everything. You have a trust fund. You're rich beyond belief. You have everything, and yet you can't even come up with your own shit to do. You got to steal.
He stole jokes? Really?
He stole the fucking drunk girl from Jeff Richardson. Josh Adam Myers. He stole from Josh. He's stolen from hundreds of people, but that's not even the point. He's a scumbag. He's dirty. He's a liar. It's all this
dirty.
Shit.
Yeah,
he's a shiesty piece of shit.
But it's not about, you know, that it's about who you know or who you blow.
Well, but that's the thing. And, you know, and it's like, what is it? This whole Bryan Singer thing. Back to that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing is the reason Hollywood is unoriginal is because people are fucking their way in or getting fucked
Absolutely.
Their way in.
Absolutely.
And if you have people, there was a time in Hollywood where people came in based on talent. And that was a beautiful time for Hollywood. Right now, it's a shit. They go like this. Hey, you know what? If you're willing to, like, I don't know, jump off a birdhouse in feathers and land on my cock, and then someone could come over and beat you with a stick.
Steve-O.
Well, I could put you in 3 movies.
That's Steve-O.
You know? Hey, if you're willing to put on a dildo.
No, just Steve-O sounds like something he's done.
If you're willing to put on a dildo and fuck me in the ass as a woman, you know what, Whitney? I'm going to give you a couple fucking series. I'm going to let you keep working until people believe
Cummings.
You're famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's cunty.
But that's the thing.
But you
no,
know what?
She fucked guys in the ass.
Yeah, she did.
The NBC executive, she fucked them in the ass.
I just have to
say,
get
her parts.
If most anybody that would really like, if they wanted to be famous and they'd be willing to do that, I'd rather do that than be the one getting fucked.
Well, yes, I have
Let's
to agree
be
with
honest.
You. No, no. Props to her for being on top.
But
here's the thing. How about, and again, I don't care if I'm not one of them, just let fucking original funny people be funny. And Chris D'Elia is not funny doing a drunk girl bit in a German accent that's been done a million times.
Well, you know it's what? It's an example of someone who doesn't know the system. Like, it's an example of someone that comes from a privileged life. And having everything that he has, including the tools to be creative, it's not enough. It's like the Buddhist concept of the hungry ghost. They're never satisfied. They're always empty. They're always looking for more. If you talk to a billionaire that is a hedge fund operator, the money is never enough until they're a trillionaire. Then yeah. they will be quadrillionaire.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. Money's pretend anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like how we owe China $9 trillion.
Yeah.
This person owes us $9 billion.
It's not really about money. It's about power.
It doesn't matter. It's all pretend. It's monopoly.
I was listening to an English investor from I forget the firm.
She knows so much stuff.
I love it.
I would cut her off, but she's so knowledgeable.
I know. I'm entertained. I don't want to. Sorry. Troy didn't love you.
She's our correspondent.
What we're doing in this Wall Street, you know, quote-unquote thievery is technically illegal if the money existed. But the money doesn't actually exist.
There's no gold to back it
up. Therefore, it's legal what we're doing.
It's bullshit. It's pretend monopoly money.
Nothing
They're playing games with stock markets.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a joke. And you know what it is? If we all just chose... It's simply each person creating their revolution. If each person chooses to revolt in a tiny way, every person revolting in one tiny way will create such a wave of revolution. It would be insane. Yeah. That's why I say, if you got so sick of it, you started knocking down parking signs, you start knocking down don't come here signs, you start knocking down this, you start clogging up this, you start blocking subway things. Why are there so many police involved in busting people for getting on the subway illegally?
Yeah.
We got people being
or
raped
eating.
Every day.
Eating. My friend got a ticket for eating an orange.
On the orange line?
On the orange line.
Really?
Eating
That's
an orange.
Ironic.
And then they asked him if he had a ticket and he didn't. But he got busted for eating. You're not supposed to eat.
Yeah.
Do you know how much I got?
That's the thing.
I didn't.
As American citizens, we can't go on a subway and eat.
Yeah.
I did not have my my tap card tap on the Metro once. Do you know how much I paid for not tapping my tap card?
$400?
$550.
Is that insane?
Oh, my God.
It was like a two-minute ride, and then the Metro cops popped in.
You know what I do?
Yeah, but it's weird because every time I've ever been on the Metro, which is... less than a dozen in the 8 years I've been here, but let's be honest. Just because I have a car, but I would, you know, New York all the time.
Yeah.
The point is that honestly, every time I've ever seen anybody, the cops come on, they go up to either a skater looking kid.
Yes.
A little Mexican lady.
Yes.
Or a black guy.
Yes.
And it's never.
Or look at me.
I mean,
or
you do.
Look at me.
You guys,
No, seriously, I'm Target every time.
Yeah.
And they know me.
I do
Metro every fucking day. They know me.
I always got a day pass.
Yeah, you know what? And they just like walked right by me, and I'm like, what if I didn't have a ticket?
They don't care.
They don't care because you're a female.
I don't look threatening.
You know what I do when I go to court? I just go, you know, hey, why don't I just spend a few days in jail? I got more time than money, and they can't deal with that because you know what? They don't have room.
Yeah.
And I'm always good with spending a night in jail. It's not that bad
of
food.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
It's not that bad of time.
I love you guys. I love your podcast.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you so much.
Have a great night, sweetie. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks, because I'm tired.
Have a great night.
Get some sleep.
Cut her off that quick.
Yeah. We
love her. She's great.
Fuzziness.
Fuzziness
disappeared. That was like a good... she's just bleeding with information.
You know what? Her dad's really connected. She knows a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she knows a lot of stuff.
She's a deep girl. You know what? But you know what it is? It's simply like this.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the world... like Croydon wants to speak out. She comes from money. She could just rely on the money, hang out with the money, and fuck everyone. But she chooses to actually care. And a lot of people come after her as like, oh, she's a nut. She's this. She's that. And you know what?
Do you feel? I felt like her emotion when she's telling us about her
uncle.
She's
real. I love her.
No,
great, 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 great uncle.
Yeah, she's fantastic. And I love reality. And that's the thing with people. Like back to Chris D'Elia. He's an empty soul of a person.
He's a piece of
Whitney
shit.
Whitney Cummings, they're empty.
She's
you know,
a cunt.
Oprah. Ooh. Oprah. All these people, empty pieces of shit. They're shells of
she's
human beings. They've sold out.
Okay, I think that's where you lost my mom, probably, when you just said Oprah.
Oprah is marketing through Starbucks with chai tea.
Well, here's the thing. Oprah opened a school in Africa, and all the kids got raped. Good job, Oprah.
Oh, that's where...
Not those.
All the kids there?
Oprah opened the school. They were raping the kids.
Oh, my God.
Every day, just raping the kids. But this
and
is
now
thing.
She wants to buy the Clippers.
But she opened the school
like this.
There's
going to be some raping going on there.
Look at me. Look at me. And this is what I always say. You want to find out who someone was? Find out if that bitch gave $10 of her $100 when she was broke.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't.
Right.
Find out if she gave a penny to charity. Find out if she gave a minute to charity.
Or volunteering.
And,
yeah,
and then realize her whole fake-ass life is made up.
Mm-hmm.
That whole poor-ass life didn't happen.
Yeah.
Her mom and her stepdad, whoever it was, both came out and said, like, this shit didn't happen. She wasn't molested. None of this fucking shit happened.
Whoa.
All this stuff came out. But she's just a big phony. And this is what happens. People like, you know,
because you're building a trust with your viewers.
Yeah.
So you want to be related. You want to be related to.
Yeah, exactly.
You want sympathy. And
that's bullshit.
Anytime you can pull at somebody's strings, like whatever it is.
That's all it is.
That's why a lot of comics are doing one man shows now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why a lot of comics are talking about this, and that, but it doesn't relate to them.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And you know, it's about being real.
Yeah.
That's why I say, Chris D'Elia, talk about how you fucking went to Nicolas Cage's party.
Yeah.
Talk about how you spent $4,000 in a week.
Yeah.
Talk about that bullshit, you piece of crap. Don't talk about drunk girls you don't know about. Don't talk about shit. Don't wear pants with holes in them, you fucking scumbag, when you're paying fucking $400 for pants with holes in them.
This is my favorite
part. It does
happen. I love this.
I just wish that fuck.
I love D'Elia.
I just hate these people.
Oh, man. And you now they're on the side of the bus.
When you post that photo on the side of the bus, I'm like, burgers is like boiling. Well,
but there's been a sponsored NBC previews of on Facebook.
Is it on
too.
NBC? Is it an NBC show?
NBC.
Oh, I think it canceled in that for three episodes.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah,
it didn't last very long.
But this is the thing. It won't last, but they'll give them another show. I could care less about somebody like, okay, Leslie Jones. I think, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Bitch, you try. You've been busting your ass.
She's been working hard.
They
you
found her.
Like shit. You look like an angry fucking big ass 6-foot monkey.
Yeah.
Nobody's treated you well and you got over.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. You're one of us winning.
Did you see how she said that? She's like, I don't like weak white people and they're paying me or something. Or I'm working for.
Yeah, no. And Leslie loves white people.
I hate the white people I work for and they're paying me or something like that.
No, she's awesome.
I fucked that up.
I'll say this though. But you know, but that's the thing is at least she had to bust her ass. She had to get through shit to get where she's there based on talent.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. D'Elia, Whitney, all these. Eliza Schlesinger, all these fuck cunt pieces of shit. They're not there based on talent. Well, they're based on who they fucked, who they're fucking.
Dice Clay.
What they're doing.
That's when,
Dice.
Right? Eliza?
No.
Was she fucking Dice?
No, she was with Brett.
Oh.
Ernst. Yeah, Ernst got her in and then she was a piece of shit.
Oh, never mind.
She's a lesbian anyway. I don't even care. She's a fake ass. Be a lesbian and be proud. You know, I'd respect you more as a lesbian, you liar. But here's the thing. Dice.
Anyways.
Yeah, don't even get me started.
You got to delete everybody. And I was just like, oh my God.
Everybody
is about
a
that
fake
point in the hour
shit.
Where it all goes to shit and the alcohol is very much consumed.
It's just that everyone's become such a fake piece of shit. There's no reality, there's no genius, there's no trueness to it. Like Bill Burr, who's an amazing comic, talks about stuff he knows. Talks about stuff that relates to him, but he does it brilliantly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't get half the shit he says, but I die laughing because it's so funny.
Because he gets it, because he's reenacting it.
Stanhope is coming to town, too.
Stanhope is coming to town, too. He's another guy. Hicks is another guy.
Where are you
Hicks
guys?
Was amazing.
I think we're about at the point where we got to...
Want to hit these things? Okay, let's hit on... What are you doing this...
Tomorrow, Beards and Broads at the Hollywood Hotel. It's just a bunch of comics that have beards... Like me, that is going to go away and get rid of all this shit.
Next week, right?
Yeah, next week.
Yeah, next week we're cutting out
and,
the show.
And broads, bunch of broady comics.
Yeah.
So bearded comics and broady comics.
Yeah, Preston performing. And Megan too.
They're both on the show. And I'll get you guys. I mean, if you want to hop on
fuck
tonight.
You.
Well, you don't have
fuck
a beard.
Your
you
show.
Have a beard.
Fuck you.
Anyways.
I'll be at Harvard College. Oh, you'll be with educated
Then
people.
There you go.
Then my mom will get to see me do a set again.
Okay, then you're. I'm tossing you up.
Weekend,
go ahead.
I'm gonna go leave here and I'm gonna go do Eric Allegria's birthday party at the
Park. Are you
doing
Park Bar?
Yeah.
I'll follow you there.
All right.
Okay.
And then I'll be Sunday at Flappers in the Yoo-Hoo Room, 7:30.
Nice. I will be at Harvard College tomorrow night.
Nice.
Somewhere Saturday. I don't remember. But I'll be at Harvard College with Cochino, one of the greatest.
Cochino's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious. Great guy. Wonderful guy.
Great guy.
There's humble. A real dude, right?
Humble, humble
if
guy.
If that guy killed D'Elia, he'd get off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
He'd get a medal.
Okay. Well, okay. Let's all wish AIDS to the parking enforcement.
Yeah, and, AIDS to those fuckers.
Burger Show, guys. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.